Imagine a sunny day, a slight chill in the air. You're in the car, the windows are rolled down, the radio's on, a bit loud. Writer Mitch Myers has the story of just such a day.
I was driving south on Western Avenue a few nights ago when I was pulled over by a traffic cop for speeding. I knew I was going way too fast as soon as I saw those little red lights in my rearview mirror. But 20/20 hindsight is no asset in these situations. I cursed myself as I watched the policeman speak into his radio and slowly amble up to my car.
So, where's the fire, son?
Feeling desperate and dreading the prospect of a moving violation, I decided the only thing to do was tell the absolute truth. I'm sorry, officer. I'm sure I was going way too fast. I just don't know what happened. I was listening to the song on the radio and must have gotten carried away by the music. After what seemed like an eternity, he said,
"Don't tell me. Were you listening to something like Radar Love by Golden Earring?"
My jaw dropped. Why, yes, I was. But how did you know? The policeman smiled with a hint of pride as he responded.
"Oh, I can usually tell by paying attention to a few details. How old the person is, where they're from, what kind of car they drive, those kind of things."
This intrigued me. For a moment I forgot my dilemma and began quizzing the policeman about cars, cruising, and music.
Hell, if I had a dollar for every person I pulled over while listening to Hot Rod Lincoln or some other damn car song, I could have taken early retirement and been down in Florida right now.
Feeling emboldened by his now open demeanor, I tried sucking up in hopes of getting a pass for my own indiscretion. "I guess you're right," I said. "There must be a million great car songs that make people put the pedal to the metal. All those old rock and roll tunes from the 50s. I imagine it must have all started with Chuck Berry's Maybelline." The policeman took off his hat for a moment and ran his fingers through his thick gray pompadour.
"No, it was earlier than that.
Women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88.
Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats cut Rocket 88 back in 1951, and Johnny Guitar Watson had a song called Motorhead Baby on Federal Records in 53. Hank Williams wrote Lost Highway even earlier than those two, but most folks don't even care about old country music, R&B, or rockabilly anymore. The real problem started with all that surf and car music that came out of California in the early 60s.
With brazen confidence, I interrupted the officer to display my own knowledge on the subject. "I remember that. My roommate in college was a total custom car fanatic, and all he listened to was stuff like Jan and Dean and early Beach Boys records. Jan Barry, Brian Wilson, a DJ named Roger Christian, and three or four other guys invented the whole musical genre." The cop looked at me sideways.
"True,"
said.
"And Tom Wolfe captured that whole hot rod custom car scene in his 1965 essay, The Candy-Colored Tangerine Flake Streamline Baby. The only thing Wolfe forgot to analyze was the music that those kids used to listen to."
By this time, I was sure that the cop was going to forget the ticket and let me off with just a warning. Jokingly, I said, "I can't believe I'm one of those guys who gets pulled over while listening to Radar Love. How embarrassing." The cop grinned.
"Don't feel bad. You could have turned out to be the dork who gets nabbed singing along with the Doobie Brothers, rocking down the highway."
"Wait," I shot back. "What about the dudes cruising around at Wars, Low Rider, or Canned Heat's On the Road Again?"
"Well, those types usually aren't speeding, but we sometimes get them for marijuana or open liquor."
Couldn't believe it. Here I was having this great conversation while other drivers were slowing down, looking at us, and assuming that I was in big trouble. In my excitement, I began babbling a mile a minute about songs that mentioned highways, Mustangs, Cadillacs, Fords, GTOs, Camaros, Corvettes, and Thunderbirds. Suddenly, the cop wasn't laughing anymore. I'd gotten carried away all over again and didn't even notice it. It was obvious that I had no self-control.
"I'm going to have to issue you a ticket, sir,"
the cop said coldly.
"Just remain in your car and I'll be back in a few minutes."
As I sat in stunned silence, Bo Diddley's Roadrunner came on the radio. The DJ had been doing some theme-oriented programming, and I was just another statistic.
Mitch Myers is a historian and storyteller. He lives in Chicago. Well, I saw a lot of crying, but I'm